All right, so tonight we are watching the horror classic, The Little Shop of Horrors. Not Little Shop of Horrors. This is the original shitty movie that the musical is based on. When you see this in stores, it's typically got Jack Nicholson on the cover. Man, trying to figure out how to record and listen to yourself is a very difficult job. I started watching this earlier tonight and thought, I should share my love about this movie with the world. Although I don't know if I love this movie. The very first time I've ever seen this movie, I think I must have been like 7 or 8 years old.
My name is Sergeant Joe.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Working a 24-hour shift out of Homicide. And this is my workshop. The part of town that everybody knows about, but that nobody wants to see. Where the tragedies are deeper, the ecstasy's wilder, and the crime rate consistently higher than anywhere else. Skid Row. My beat.
Since this is a old movie, the transfer quality isn't that great. Establishing that this is a shitty town. Oh, it doesn't look that bad. I watched this when I was like 7 or 8 years old because my mom knew that I loved the Little Shop of Horrors movie with Mick Moranis, and she exposed me to this to try to get me interested, and she knew I would like it, or she thought that I would like it, and I found this movie to be very long. It's only 72 minutes long, but it felt like an eternity. It felt like an eternity back then. Fred Katz. This is supposedly Jack Nicholson's very first role.
The most terrifying period in the history
of my like 2 minutes.
Began in a little rundown floor shop called Mushnick's.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Shiva. How's things today?
Oh, the same as usual, Mr. Mushnick. My sister's nephew Stanley died in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, what happened?
He got blown up. Who knows how?
That's nice. Well, you would like maybe
somehow,
as usual, some flowers.
It seems to be very important to establish that this is a very Jewish shop.
Because I always give to you all my funeral business, and maybe you should possibly give to me a little cut rate.
Look on me, Mrs. Shiva. What am I, a philatelist?
Philanthropist.
I fell on Skid Row, nothing but cheap carnations. And I should give you a cut rate. I can't even afford water for the flowers. To my throat, I would be giving a cut.
I dreamt I dwelt in marble halls with vassals.
Get up from the back! Excuse me, Mrs. Shiva, that Seymour is...
He's a nice boy.
Why don't you let him sing?
What, sing? Look, here I got a new customer. Brand new in the yellow vest. I should let the...
Brand new in the yellow vest.
Chase him out right away.
So this is a shit neighborhood with a flower shop.
Flowers fresh as the springtime, Mushnick's. Hello. Oh, hello, Dr. Farr.
I didn't even give you time to talk.
Listen, Mushnick, I haven't got much time. Send me over 2 gladiolas and a fern.
Excellent. That's 2 dozen glads, 1 potted fern.
No, 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 Mushnick. 2 gladiolas and 1 fern.
You want I should put 2 gladiolas.
There are parts of this movie.
No, 1 fern, 1
that
piece.
I suppose at the time
I need it for my
they thought
room.
Would be funny.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
I'm filling her out.
Good, I'll drill a bigger
like that.
Hole.
You mean you want 2 crummy gladiolas among crummy fern?
Conversation
kind of
between Mushnick and Dr. Scrivello, the dentist.
Who can be a dentist?
That just goes
roll.
On and
all
on
right,
for
excellent.
Freaking never.
Who am I to argue with science?
Why is that guy messing with his own dental tools?
Now you are going to get it. Oh, you are going to get it.
Played by Steve Martin in the musical.
Seymour Krelboin? Now, Mrs. Shiver, we were talking from the funeral flowers, but the little...
Holy fuck, I didn't see that pot there!
Did you call me Mr. Mushnick?
No. A bucket.
I was calling John D. Rockefeller for to make a loan on my Rolls Royce.
These are references that don't work anymore, because John D. Rockefeller...
You take two gladiators.
Was he governor of New York at this time?
Nice and even. You'll take one coin, you'll
the Rolls Royce.
Package, and you'll take them to Dr. Farr, right?
I don't know if people... What's the Rolls Royce? Is that like a Tesla?
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
My name is Burson Fudge.
Excellent. I am Gravis Mushnick.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, who's going to get my roses?
I'll take care of you, Mrs. Shiver. Come right over here.
You would like maybe some orchids for a night?
Yeah.
No, I think I'd like a couple of dozen carnations.
Carnations.
A person can't turn around these days that somebody shouldn't drop dead.
So this part...
More than your share of bad luck.
I don't know what the shit's going on.
Bad luck, she called.
Okay.
You should have so many people kick off. You would have somebody fall on top of you.
This movie was filmed in 2 days, the back cover said.
For Stanley.
My carnations.
You should see what that Seymour is. Oh, here
this guy sucks as a store owner.
I'll wrap them for
you. That's all right, I'll eat them.
So the guy's going to eat the flowers. What? No one would eat flowers.
Why not?
You're crazy!
Of course, what else?
He's got to put pepper on him.
Well, this is a small shop.
Oh, that's okay. You know, those big places, they're full of pretty flowers, expensive flowers.
They don't have the good fucking flowers like you two do.
Food bag. I like to eat these little out-of-the-way places.
How many bad neighborhoods have you been to where there's flower shops?
Don't knock it until you try it, huh? Look what happened.
This is what I was trying to tell you before. Look on him, everybody. Look at the quality.
I bet he's got a little dick.
I ask you, when I fire him, where is he going to get such another good job?
You mean I'm fired?
No, I'm electing you president from the United States. Yes, you are fired.
Gravis, you can't do that.
Who can't?
She's smiling.
You didn't mean it. You never mean it. You didn't mean at the time you put up the...
They didn't have time to coach her? Like, no, she's upset. She doesn't have a big fucking smile on her face.
You didn't mean it. But this time, I, Gravis Mushnick, mean it!
He means it.
But gee, Mr. Mushnick, don't I always try to do what's right? And I'm crazy about flowers. I like flowers almost as much as Audrey does.
Excellent, you're fired.
Why don't you give him a chance to resurrect himself?
I give him a
resurrect
chance to
himself?
Quit.
I ain't gonna quit.
You're a brave boy. You're fired.
But that ain't fair, Mr. Mushnick.
Seymour!
You know what I'm doing?
You've been fucking shit up ever since you got started here.
For you. I'm growing a plant like you ain't never seen before.
Excellent. I can't even sell the plants I got in my shop. Out, you!
Now, wait a minute. He's got a new kind of plant you want to look at.
I don't look on flowers, Mr. Yellow Vest. I got ancestors in the flower business for 200 years, but I got one shop on Skid Row.
Listen to me. I've eaten tons of flowers.
I don't even like flowers.
No, you don't understand what I mean. Look, I've eaten in flower shops all over the world. And I've noticed that the places that have the most weird and unusual plants do the best business.
See?
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 What is this, a tango?
I don't get that joke.
Right.
What is this,
more?
A tango?
Well,
it takes five
a whole wall
to tango.
Poison ivy. People came from miles around to look at that wall, and they stayed to buy.
The owner got rich.
No. He scratched himself to death in an insane asylum.
Oh, that was my cousin Harry.
Another joke.
All right. All right. You go home, and you get this fancy schmancy plant, and you bring it back here. And if Mr. Yellow Vest Fouch says it's a draw, you still got a job. If he don't, out you go to Bodie, right?
Don't worry. You'll like it. You'll see.
He says he's had family in the flower business for 200 years. Handed down from his father's father. So, this sequence showing you that Seymour has a house that he lives in.
This is Radio KSIK. You've been listening to Music for Old Indians.
Better watch out for that fucking bucket!
Titled Sick Room Serenade.
Seymour, is that you?
Yeah, Ma.
Hey, here, look at my tongue.
But, Ma, I already seen your tongue.
Have you no sympathy for your poor mother? Laughing at her and mocking her illness and she's got...
She's probably dead now.
Oh,
this movie was released in 1960.
Oh, come on, look at my tongue.
A tongue's a tongue, Ma. They all look the same to me.
Oh, Did you stop at Dr. Mallard's and get the...
I want to make a tongue joke, but
yeah,
I can't think of a
good one.
There's
nothing wrong with you.
Oh, not Dr. Mallard. He's one doctor I thought would tell the truth.
He said you should be playing fullback for the Rams.
He wants me dead. I'll bet he's assistant coroner.
When are the songs going to start?
Yeah, and I know I've got... My goiter's coming back. I can feel it every morning after breakfast.
Yeah, that's when you take those great... Ah!
What you got, little surprise?
What'd you step in?
For me?
Open it up and see. Oh.
Man, this movie's fucking horrible, isn't it?
Dr. Slurp Saddle's famous tonic. Wait here.
Better see what I'm doing.
To be taken internally or externally for pain and neuritis, neuralgia.
I don't know if you're going to watch along.
If hit by
I doubt you will.
Alcohol.
It's not like this is a very good movie.
98%.
I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, Seymour, you'll never know what this is going to do for me.
It's going to cause an early death. That's what it's going to do for her.
Oh, I can feel that surge of warm health going through me already.
Look, Ma, I gotta get my plant and hurry back to the shop.
You mean that lousy weed out in the kitchen?
Yeah, and if Mr. Mushnick...
Now we smoked that weed.
Apparently, my hearing's going out on me. I get the distinct impression that your job security depends on what Mushnick thinks of that thing.
It looks worse.
I would be showing that and be like, that looks like a dick.
I wish I knew what to do with it.
Well, if you ask me, I'd pitch it out in the trash.
Sorry, folks.
I don't want my house cluttered up with rotten vegetables.
Look, Ma, I gotta hurry. Can I bring you anything?
It does look like a penis.
Yeah.
Like the tip of a penis, right?
The evening news. They're running a self-diagnosis contest. The winner gets to go to Mayo Clinic.
Bye, Ma.
Bye, son. I'll see you the rosy edge of dawn.
It's important to establish that she is a junkie. Better walk back to the plant shop. Better show this guy why fucking plant. This guy's eating all the fucking flowers.
Well, here it is, everybody. What do you think of it?
I think it sucks.
It sure is different.
It looks delicious, but don't you think it's kind of stale?
Well, it hasn't been feeling too well.
You called that a fancy plant. It looks like it never spent an LT day in its entire life.
It lives in a coffee can.
I like it.
Oh, thanks.
You like even skunk cabbage.
Yeah. What kind of a plant is this, Seymour?
Well, I'm not sure. I got the seeds from a Japanese gardener over on Central Avenue. He found them in with an order he got from a plantation next to a cranberry farm.
Fine, fine. You don't even know what this
is. It wasn't zapped down from space.
Well, I gave it a name.
What name?
Oh, gee.
What? You gave it a dirty name? You can't even mention it?
Well, I named it Audrey Jr.
Okay.
You named it
Audrey Jr.
Oh, really?
Not Audrey 2.
That's the most exciting thing anyone's ever done to me.
You poor kid. I don't think it's so much I should keep on spending $10 a week on you.
$10 a week? That's not a livable wage.
I know, and if they keep it, they'll name it Mushnick's Folly because I'll be in jail for non-payment of taxes.
Are you crazy?
Who?
You. That's probably the only plant of its kind in the world. But you realize if Seymour can nurse that thing
could
back to health,
nurse that
to
thing, he forgot his line there almost.
You think so, you found
it? I know so, you Mushnick. And that's all I'm saying on the subject. Besides, I've got to get home. My wife's making gardenias for dinner.
Good night, you found.
Good night. And I'll see you tomorrow. Crazy about kosher flowers.
He's a nice man.
Maybe he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he's not so stupid.
Stupid.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll keep you and this dumbbell junior for a week. If you can nice it back to health, you both can stay. If you can't, you're both fired.
Oh, gee, thank you, Mr. Mushnick.
Don't feel sad, Seymour.
Don't waste your pity on me, Audrey. I'm not
Seymour,
worth it.
Fucking grow up and be a man.
Everybody.
This chick's into you.
Yeah, I know. But I think you're a fine figurative of a man, and... I know that Audrey Jr. will be the sweetest thing in the whole wide world.
Well, I don't know. I've given it every kind of fancy
perhaps
fertilizer,
if you made a Faustian bargain with it.
Distilled mineral water you can buy, but it just gets sicker and sicker.
Don't
a
worry.
A deal.
You're going to be another Luther
Glendale. Who the fuck is Luther Glendale?
Pasadena.
Burbank. Good night, Seymour.
This movie's over 50 years old. It's 54 by my count. Which means almost everyone in this movie is dead. Jack Nicholson's still alive.
What's the matter, little plant? Haven't I done everything I could for you? Where did I goof? You're the first little plant I ever tried to grow, and if you die, I don't know what I'll do. Please don't die. I'll get you some water, okay?
Now we're in a high rise. That's a pretty big fucking thing of water for a plant.
You opened up just like you do every
like that.
Night at sunset. I wish I knew how to make you grow. Here, let me move this out of your way so you can breathe. Ow! Ow, 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 ow! Hey, what happened? How come you woke up? Blood? You like blood? Oh, you must be kidding. Well, we'll see.
Better feed this thing anyway. This is how AIDS started.
I don't know what I'm doing for you. Ow! Bought it. Well, I guess there's just no accounting for...
Imagine if Jack Nicholson got that part. Instead of the small bit part he's got. It's pretty wild. We spelled fantastic with a PH.
Seymour!
My boy.
You are the most magnanimous person in the whole world.
Look on him, Audrey. Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he delicious? Isn't he got the $2 raise? What happened to your fingers?
These things... So how come I'm all of a sudden so wonderful?
5 bees, one from each finger?
10 bees. Did you say I was getting a $2 raise?
Correct, my very excellent Seymour.
I could buy 2...
What did I do now?
French fries.
But you know what you did? Just look.
Oh, boy, look at that.
It's fucking big.
Oh, it's almost a foot long.
Isn't it empirical?
It grows like a cold sore.
Audrey here is using words that I don't know if she knows what
oh,
she means.
Hello, young pretty ladies. What
most magnanimous person. Well, is it empirical?
About the Audrey Jr.
So we thought we'd come in and take a look.
Well, give a look.
That makes 4 people today who...
What I'm saying, Audrey,
oh,
is this geez. Plant is named after you because you're a bloodsucker.
Wow. Oh, what kind of plant is it?
It's an Audrey Jr.
Where was it you got in trouble with 10
You
bees?
Feed on men's souls.
I mean, doesn't it have a scientific
and make them your slaves.
Of course, but who could denounce it?
No. Like maybe I'm out of it.
Well, we don't have any money except $2,000.
I don't have any money except $2,000.
That's just to spend on flowers.
So we don't have any of our own.
Isn't that a drag?
You got just $2,000 just for to spend on flowers?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Who died? The Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we're from Cucamonga High School.
And we're building a float for the...
Our high school has too much goddamn money.
Thousands of them.
And we're on the committee
that picks the florist
and then glues on the flowers.
Oh. Gee, that sure is a mad plant.
Wow.
Pretty mad.
Seymour here invented it.
He did.
Thousands of people. Girls, please don't damage the horticulturist. Tell me, how come you don't buy all these thousands of flowers from Grabus Mushnik? My flowers got something the others don't.
What's that?
They're cheap.
Well, gee, if your shop is good enough to develop the Audrey Jr.,
I guess it can get us everything we need.
Yeah, we'll talk it over with the committee.
Well, there's 15 of us on this goddamn committee.
Bye, girls.
Who making decisions on where to buy goddamn flowers?
A son. A son. Look, Audrey. I got a son.
Oh, gee, Mr. Mushnik.
What, Mr. Mushnik? I don't want you should call me Mr. Mushnik anymore. I want
King
you to
shit.
Call me Dad.
Call me King Shit.
Dad?
Isn't that beautiful?
Seymour Krelboind, come over here, my son. I want to talk on you about...
When you were a fuck-up. I didn't care about you, but now that you have money, potential to squeeze you dry,
we will be rich, us.
I want to be a partner with you.
For you, a giant greenhouse in which you are making impossible flowers, which in turn I am selling at ridiculous prices in my giant new flower saloon in Beverly Hills. Do you see that big sign in the sky? It is saying Gravis Mushnik in French.
Isn't it exciting?
I'm pretty sure that part was supposed to be funny.
By the cash register, and Gravis will wave his arms, and the
orchestra... No one names their kid Gravis anymore.
And I'll come out in a gown wrapped by somebody expensive and say...
The carnations are $600 a dozen, 2 dozen for 1,000.
It's a bargain.
Get them while they last.
So
stop shouting. My Uncle Moshe's brother Yankel just passed away in Tenafly, New Jersey. Tell me, how much are the carnations today?
The carnations are $600 a dozen.
And why are they letting him run around loose?
Please, please excuse my son, Mrs. Shiver. Just point to anything in the store and it is yours. I
mean, how about this goddamn plant?
That's right.
The cash register, maybe, huh?
Ah, wait a minute. Here. Here are several dozen carnations on the house, courtesy of God.
I just happen to have them wrapped up for somebody.
That's my dad.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Only tell me, why are you so happy? Not only did my Uncle Moshe's brother and Yankel die, Tenafly, New Jersey.
The fuck is that?
You should also give some flowers to that poor dead plant there. Good morning, Mr. Mushnik.
Good morning, Mrs. Shiver.
Look what happened to my plant, Dad.
Who are you calling Dad? Who?
Oh, no. And it was so beautiful just a few seconds ago.
Excellent. Just a few seconds ago, I gave away dozens of carnations free to Mrs. Shiver.
I didn't mean it.
You have perhaps an explanation.
No, but if you give me a minute, I'll think of one.
I can see it all now. We are in the poorhouse. That big sign in the sky, it is reading... Seymour Krelboyne, rest in peace, in Arabic!
Oh, you've got to give him another chance!
We went from French to Arabic.
Week, Mr. Mushnik. I'll sit up all night with that plant. It'll be healthy in the morning, you'll see. I promise.
Oh, Jesus! Gotta feed it blood. It's gonna be a long night.
Feed me.
Who the fuck was that? Huh?
Feed me! Feed me!
This was very freaky to an 8-year-old kid.
Who said that? You said that. You said that!
Feed me!
Make sure to use your fingers as much as possible.
You said that. You can talk. I got a talking plant. Say it again.
Feed me.
Oh, boy. I never been to college, and I ain't been around much. But I'd have been willing to bet there ain't no such thing as a talking plant. But I'll take your word for it. Gee, Junior, I'd like to feed you. But I used up all my fingers.
Feed me!
Feed me.
Look at me, I'm all cut to pieces. But maybe I can find another...
It's such an unusual thing that during the 80s, the musical was such a pop culture craze.
That's the best I can do.
Like, they had toys.
Mar.
They had a fucking cartoon.
Anemic.
Feed me more.
All because of this goddamn movie.
I'd be happy to give you anything I got, but I gotta keep a little blood for myself or I'll be in worse shape than Mom. I'm sorry, Junior. Well, I'll go for a walk. Maybe I'll think of something.
Another one of those long shots of him just walking around. This place is a shithole. We got people playing dice on the side of the street. People selling radios and baby food. Peoples. Train stations. A real shit place. Fucking people drinking and shit. I don't want to live here. There's a whole song in a musical about how all these people want to get out of Skid Row. And no one said it yet. Fucking asshole! So you can guess what happens next. Oh jeez, what should I do? Better get this bucket! Oh, I fucked it up again! Fucking kidding me? I wonder how they filmed that. They actually had to kill that guy. So, you can imagine what's gonna happen next. is he's gonna go, I can feed this thing to the plant. That quick, he thought of that. I'll just carry a dead fucking body in a knapsack. Meanwhile, no one's gonna phone this in, that there was a guy that got fucking creamed. Why did he do that? Why did he open up the hearse? Minutes left.
Feed me.
NBC.
Feed me.
Look, Chowhound. Don't bother me. I got problems of my own.
Feed me.
I'm sorry, pal. I'm fresh out of blood. Talk to somebody else.
I'm hungry.
I don't care what you are. Can't you see I'm knocked out? I just killed a man. I'm a murderer. You think it's fun to be a murderer? You think it's fun to haul around a sack full of
food?
Oh, no, Junior. What kind of guy do you think I am?
I'm
the kind of guy who will not call the police, will remove a dead body from a fucking crime scene. Not a crime scene. An accident. So this is creepy. Big rubber hand.
That looks great.
Now that is what I call a salad.
Now that is what I call salad.
The Farian.
Well, before the next course, I think I'll have a nice cigar. All right? You would like maybe a cigar?
Are they fucking...
Cigar? What am I thinking about? Where are the matches? Oh. You know what I found?
What?
I'm looking for the matches, and I found I left the money in the other suit.
Here's your mock chicken legs.
You don't have any money?
So what else is new?
All right. I made a mistake. After all, a man is entitled.
Is he?
Go on, this is your
Is he entitled
story.
To making mistakes?
I'll wait for the punch.
Don't get smart with me, Giley. I'll have you know that in my shop in the cash register, I'm having the total day's receipts, which is summing up to more than $9. You'll bring the rest of the food, then I'll go to the shop and get the money.
$9.
You're playing my favorite song. Now look here, Buster. One of you is going to go down right now and get the loot, while the other one stays here until the first one gets back. If you get what I mean.
Yes. You seem to have explained that very clearly.
Restaurant, you are holding hostages, right?
All right.
Excellent. You eat up, Audrey.
I still want to know why Mushnik and Audrey are out to dinner.
Bye, Gravis.
Seems kind of suspicious. Also, Gravis just called that waitress girly. You could never do that today. In 1960, they were doing that all the time. Calling people girly. Is it Christmas time? The fuck? I'm sleepy.
You flush now, right?
Bring me whiskey, rum, wine, gin, bourbon.
What?
Scotch, rye, tequila, sake, manischewitz.
Did you bring the money?
Don't bug me with the money. I got to get drunk now.
What flipped him?
He seems to want to get drunk.
Here, take it. Bring me anything. Bring me everything. Creme de mint. Everything you got.
Okay.
Grab it. What happened?
Don't ask.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
Ghosts I could handle. Don't ask.
Why don't you tell me? Maybe I could help you.
Help you couldn't.
Try try and eat something.
Looks like you've seen a ghost. Ghost, as in Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters has Bill Murray. Bill Murray is playing the part in the Little Shop of Horrors musical about the guy who goes to the dentist and wants to get inflicted pain upon him, which is played by Jack Nicholson in this movie, The Little Shop of Horrors.
That might have been the finish of the unhappy story.
It's a conspiracy. What the fuck is going on in here? Oh shit, this is my place. Get out of the way. Maybe you should all go inside. We have a fucking door right here.
Hi, Gravin. $85 with the business already, and we barely opened.
I love how you can hear that the editing is so bad. Barely open.
Mr. Mushnick,
we talked to the committee,
and they said we could use your flower
on the float.
And guess what?
We're going to feature Audrey Jr.
right on top.
Boy,
can't you just picture it?
I can picture
it. Oh, won't the people just eat it up?
Eat up the people.
And we're going to have the big part of it open, so she can sit in it.
Oh.
The queen, with her crown and scepter. She'll be so cute. Oh, you could just eat her up.
Eat up the girl.
Oh, they're fever! Oh,
this would never happen.
Oh, my God, I got a toothache. It hurts. Oh, I know my job. Oh, my God.
Now, Seymour, talk on me.
I got a toothache. What do you want to talk about?
That plant. Is that a nice subject for to talk?
The plant is great. It's four times bigger than it was yesterday.
I saw. How come the plant is now so big?
I don't know.
I jerked off into it. Oh, my God. That would be the greatest porn parody.
Now, look, Seymour. You gave this plant a fancy name, Audrey Jr., but I want to know right now, what do just people call it?
Well, it's a cross between a butterwort and a Venus flytrap.
Venus flytrap? And what are the habits of this Venus flytrap?
This guy doesn't know what a fucking Venus flytrap is.
It eats insects. It eats them three times in its life, and then it's full grown.
Excellent. And how many times is this one eat?
Well, once or twice.
You don't remember?
Well, this is kind of an unusual type flytrap.
That is a possibility.
It may never eat again. I don't see how it could get any bigger.
Then you think it don't need any more flies?
Yeah.
Yep, flies did it.
Oh, my tooth is just killing me.
All right, excellent. You run along to the dentist. I'll take care of things here.
Thanks, boss.
Gravis, we've got to order more flowers. Tons of them.
You mean this guy doesn't grow his own supply? He's getting them from the Cisco?
I'm making lots of money.
Do-do-do, more walking. How many bad neighborhoods do you know of that have a dentist? Maybe a fucked up dentist. Remember, this is supposed to be funny.
That'll teach you to keep your bill up to date, you deadbeat.
Go ahead and run, you sniveling dog. Go ahead and run. I'm glad I heard you. I'm glad.
Seymour, I got a bad tooth, huh?
No, I thought this was the men's room.
Seymour, come back here, you bad dog. You get in there. So, you are the young man who ruined my gladiolas, huh?
Motherfucker.
Come on.
This is some gangster dentist shit.
Guess what?
My tooth stopped hurting. Yes, I know. Let's see. Shut up and open up. Does that hurt?
Yeah.
Good, you haven't felt anything yet.
Huh? Get over here.
Seymour, who is the dentist here, you or me? I'll find that tooth. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Look at that stalagmite. But don't worry, it's going to be an easy one, Seymour. I won't even use Novocaine.
Oh, you broke the mirror in my mouth.
Well, don't tell me about it, stupid. Just swallow it. All right, yes. Let's see now, Seymour. See, I'll have this one and this one. And that one, and I have to have this one, Seymour.
It's only one, too.
Seymour, who is the dentist here, you or me? Are you practicing dentistry without a license? No.
What is with this hand waving?
Let's see. Seymour, don't be mad. Look at that. Will you look at that, Seymour? I didn't know you were an elk. Look. You know, I can't afford an assistant. So I get this ready instant mix. It doesn't last very long, but it tastes good. All right, Seymour.
Oh, stay away from me. Seymour, you're trying to kill me.
A duel! Aha!
Today, the dentist would ask if you have insurance. What did you do? Okay, here's Jack Nicholson.
Is this Dr. Farb's office?
Just a minute.
Oh, yes. I see it is.
I assume that Jack Nicholson took this role
you can come in
because
now.
When you are a young, struggling actor, you'll take anything you can get.
My name is Wilbur Force.
Wilbur Force what?
Just Wilbur
I wonder
Force.
If that's a stipulation
Wilbur,
in the interviews he has
Force.
Now. Or ever since then, like, listen, you can ask me about The Shining.
No.
You can ask me about Witches of Eastwick. You can ask me about, what is the end? As Good as It Gets. But if you dare ask me about Little Shop of Horrors,
I have a customer now.
I'm fucking out of here.
For the rest of the day, so you'll have to come back tomorrow.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I have 3 or 4 abscesses, a touch of pyorrhea, 9 or 10 cavities. I lost my pivot tooth, and I'm in terrible pain.
Well, I can't help you today.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just wait outside.
Put on my best tux.
The patient came to me with a large hole in his abdomen, caused by a fire poker used on him by his wife. He almost bled to death and gangrene had set in. I didn't give him much of a chance. There were other complications. The man had cancer, tuberculosis, leprosy, and a touch of the grip. I decided to operate.
My patient just left. You could come in now.
Oh, goody. I didn't see the other man leave.
Well, he went out the back door.
So you'll quickly understand there is
no point. You know, most people don't like to go to the dentist,
this,
but I rather enjoy it myself, don't you? I mean, there's...
Other than to try to make you laugh.
Of growth, of...
Meanwhile... When Bill Murray did it in the musical, the movie, first of all, when they did the musical, there was no Jack Nicholson character. And in the movie, they added it back in as sort of like a tribute. But when they added the Bill Murray character in the Little Shop of Horrors movie, it served a purpose. Because it's what sets Scrivello off and makes him... abuse Seymour. But now Scrivello's already dead. So they fucked up the order.
Oh, go on.
Well, your mouth.
Been quite an afternoon. I can truly say I've never enjoyed myself so much. I'll recommend you to all my friends.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.
The joke is he didn't have as many teeth. Because Seymour didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Need me.
Why are you so fuzzy?
Take it easy, Dracula. What do you think I'm carrying here, my dirty laundry?
So, to reiterate, they spent forever to take, to demonstrate him going from the train station with a dead body in his bag, or dead parts of a body, And this one...
Well, goodbye, Dr. Farb.
He's just walking down the
street.
You may have
been a crummy dentist, but you were a nice fella. I never meant to kill anybody in my whole life. I've killed two in the last 2 days.
Better narrate this.
Well, but you asked for it, coming after me with that knife and all. Fun voyage, Dr. Farb. You want anything
also,
else?
Also, Audrey and the dentist aren't dating in the movie.
See you in the morning.
$0.49 shirts. I would buy a lot of shirts.
Come in.
It's me, Joe.
Come on in, Frank.
I'm just fucking around with
my
hands.
Not bad, Joe.
Glad to hear it. The kids?
Lost one yesterday.
Lost one, eh? How'd that happen?
Playing with matches.
Well, those are bricks.
Yeah, I guess so. Bricks.
Got a strange one here. Railroad people say they lost one of their best detectives the other night.
Oh, there
he is. Oh, yeah?
Down by the yards. He's watching the refrigerator cars.
Refrigerator cars?
Ice thieves.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Don't know. Vanished. Blood on tracks.
Who's?
Ice thieves.
Anything else?
Dennis. Farb.
Dead?
Missing.
Clues?
Blood in office.
Where?
Skid Row.
Ideas?
That place is a real shithole.
Check it out.
Yeah.
So, isn't this the homicide detective that starts off the movie, narrating the movie?
Now we are on the case.
40 minutes later, you hear from him.
My name is Fink. Sergeant Joe Fink. I'm a Fink.
Fuck this, I'm gonna look in the plant and I'm not even gonna close my own goddamn door. What the fuck?
Oh, boy, look at that.
Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh.
Ain't it something?
It's monstrosinous.
It's monstrosinous.
And to think that you did it.
Gee, Audrey, you don't have to kiss me.
Seymour, shut the fuck up.
Do I kiss you?
Yeah, but you don't like to kiss me.
Why shouldn't I?
Nobody else ever did.
Well, I do like to.
You do? You really do? You like to kiss me?
Sure I do.
Would you like to kiss me again?
Okay.
That plant?
Oh, boy, you kiss good, Audrey.
You kiss well.
I guess I just have a good kisser.
How did it?
Would you like to go out on a date with me some night?
When?
Oh, sure I would, Seymour. Anytime.
Tonight?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
About that plant.
We got the list of flowers for the float, for the Rose Parade.
I can't talk to you now, girls. Talk on Audrey.
We got the list for the float.
Okay, let's take a look at it.
Okay.
Hi, what's cooking?
Look at my
get
plant.
Get it? What's cooking? Hold on. Because it eats the plants? Waste all that salt?
Oh, Mrs. Shiva, what's new?
Oh, I got terrible news. My nephew Frankie just lost his little boy.
Oh, that's too bad. How did it happen?
He was playing with matches.
Would you like to buy maybe some flowers?
About 50 cents worth.
Well, I'll get them for you. Look at my plant.
I'm looking.
Playing with matches. By the way, this guy's son.
Your name Gravis Mushnick?
Mushnick Gravis, that's my name.
Just want to ask you a few questions.
Questions, ask me.
Just want to ask you a few questions.
I didn't do it.
Do what?
Whatever.
Ever see this man?
Man, see picture.
Why are you so nervous? You got a guilty conscience?
No, why should I?
Ever see this man?
Man, see the picture, Dr. Farb.
So you know him?
My dentist. He maybe did something.
Disappeared.
Blood in his office.
The other man, too. Blood in the railroad tracks.
And a few spare parts.
There's blood everywhere.
Farb is murdered.
Is he?
Who knows? Not me.
What do you think?
He doesn't know anything.
Okay, Mushnick. If you hear anything about these men, call our office.
Sure, I'll be glad.
Kind of gave up pretty quick there, detectives.
Hello, Aunt Sitting.
Oh, isn't it terrible what happened to your boy, Frankie?
Those are the brakes.
Those are the brakes.
All right, Seymour. Now you tell me if that plant is finished all grown up.
He's finished all growing up.
You wouldn't kid your father.
My father came home.
Me, idiot! It's a finger of speech.
A finger of speech.
I can't stand any more that plant. It's growing me out of house and home.
Well, it ain't gonna grow anymore, I promise.
How can you be so sure?
It ate three times already.
What did it eat this time?
Well, about a million Japanese beetles.
So don't eat no more.
It's full.
Grab us! There's a lady from some kind of a committee outside. I think it's important.
Excellent. By the by, I understand you want to take Audrey out on a date tonight. That's very good with me, because I am staying to keep an eye on that Meshuggah plant.
Because I'm Jewish.
So we're going to go tonight.
And so is everyone in this movie.
Oh, I just remembered, I don't have any money.
Well, Skid Row, apparently, used to be a Jewish neighborhood. And then when the musical came out, it became like a Jewish black ghetto.
Oh, boy, I'll call her later and tell her.
With a flower shop?
That's remarkable.
You like?
Oh, I neither like nor dislike anything, my goodness. I happen to represent the Society of Silent Flower Observers of Southern California.
What the fuck you all doing all the way up here?
Tell me, who created this magnificent bloom?
I did, me.
And what might your name be?
Seymour Krelboyne with a K.
Krelboyne.
Raised it in a coffee can.
This? Well, tell me, Mr. Krelboyne, is this a freak or can more be raised from the seed?
We should live so long.
Well, I don't think they're going to be any more, Miss...
Fishtwanger. Mrs. Hortense Fishtwanger.
Everyone's name in this is fucked up.
The only one, Mrs. Fishtwanger.
Fishtwanger?
It's probably indigestible anyway.
At any rate, I have the honor to tell you, Seymour Krelboyne, that you have been selected to receive the annual trophy of the Society of Silent Flower Observers of Southern California.
A trophy? Me?
Such is justice.
Tell me, when do you suppose those large buds will open?
Oh, shit.
Well, according to what the book says about the plants that I crossed, they should open day after tomorrow at sunset.
Ah, very well. Then I shall return at that time to present the
Maybe trophy. Something will happen during that time.
Remarkable.
Oh, boy, I'm going to get a trophy.
Oh, Seymour, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, a real trophy for Audrey Jr.
We can put it on the float.
In the Rose Parade.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, don't look at me. I'm a terrible sight. I'm a complete sea hag.
She always says that.
Oh, well, it's true. I haven't been feeling very well lately.
Audrey, this is my...
Because I'm an alcoholic.
Ma, this is Audrey Fulcourt. She's my girl.
Hi, Audrey.
Audrey Fulcourt. Okay, so Fulcourt's her last name.
I could eat a hearse.
Oh, well, sit right down, and I'll go get the first course.
I never really learned that.
Sit here, Audrey.
In a chair.
You want me to take
like a
sweater?
Goddamn lady.
Yeah.
I'll sit on this table.
Never mind that. Well, now try this.
It tastes like cough syrup.
Dr. Flynn's cough syrup. A toast?
To Audrey Jr.
No, to Audrey Sr.
You're old. Something bad is gonna happen. What I did is I bought a sandwich. I'm going to eat the sandwich and wash the plant.
You glutton, you. Tonight I keep an eye on you. I don't let nobody get near you.
Here comes the soup. Now, don't touch it till I get the flavoring.
Gee, Audrey, you sure look good by candlelight.
Oh, do I really see more?
Yeah.
Here you are. Now try it.
Sure smells different.
It's different.
Some kind of oil, isn't it?
Cod liver oil. Wonderful for the colon.
And that sulfur powder on the top.
These people eat disgustingly. This fall is the best acting ever made. Filmed.
I'm hungry.
That one.
Open it, is.
Feed me.
I didn't hear it.
Feed me.
I heard it.
I want food.
A talking plant we got.
I'm hungry.
No. Hungry. And other fine kettlefin fish. Who would you like to have tonight?
You look fat enough.
Hmm.
We not only got a talking plant, we got one that makes with smart cracks.
Am I recording still?
Will you listen,
old
bum?
Oh, God damn it.
Food you wouldn't get. Not from Gravis Mushnik.
I'm starved.
Excellent. You would unpopulate the old Skid Row. Well, you can forget about it. You wouldn't get fed from Gravis Mushnik tonight.
Who is me?
Good night.
You'll get yours.
You'll get yours. Bucket comes to him when he's sleeping.
I kind of like this chow mein.
If it tastes a little bitter, it's because it's made of Chinese herbs and it's flavored with acromycin, Epsom salts.
There ain't another cook in the whole world like my ma.
That's what your old man said before the louse ran out on me. You know, if you're going to be married, you got to be a good cook.
Well, maybe you could teach me.
You thinking of getting married?
Well, he hasn't asked me yet.
Who hasn't?
Ha ha.
Seymour's too young to get married. Look here, a boy's got to go out and play around a little bit. Go out on the making. Have a ball.
Seymour, I don't want to have a ball. I want to be with Audrey.
Seymour. You promised you wouldn't get married until you bought me an iron lung.
You've been breathing for years, Ma.
Well, it ain't easy. It ain't easy, son.
Better hide in here. Sketchy ass fuck.
Somebody here? Black hat, 13th John, Friday the 13th, is stupid superstition.
Are you? Come out of there. Don't shoot, mister.
What did he trip on? Why is everyone in this movie tripping on shit?
Come out in the light where I can see you.
Come on.
Okay.
Please don't shoot. Please, I'm only Gravis Mushnik. You wouldn't want to kill me. Where would you hide the body?
Don't worry, I'm not going to shoot you. Not unless you try something.
Try something? I never tried anything in my life. I wouldn't try anything now. You want my money? Take it. You want I should go out and steal you some more? That's all right, too. I'll do it.
Thank you very much. I like your brand of hospitality.
You'll excuse it isn't more. I'm only a poor florist.
Yeah. I got about $30 here. Come on now. Where's the rest of it? I was in here this afternoon. I saw about 30,000 people in here. They must have spent some money. Where is it?
There ain't no more
30,000,
money. They came
huh?
in to look on the plant. It's a big attraction. Audrey Jr.
The plant. Don't try to snow me, Jim. 30,000 squares didn't come in here just to look for a plant. Now,
but I am Gravis Mushnik. I am not Jim. Who is Jim?
Believe me.
Okay, let's try this. One, two, three, four.
No, I ain't got no more money, honest.
All right, try it the other way around. Five, four, three, two.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, Big Dad, where?
In the plant.
In the plant.
The big now, plant, Audrey Jr.
In the musical.
Inside the big leaf.
That's right.
Inside. Seymour tricks Mushnik into getting eaten by telling him that the day's receipts are in the plant.
Just knock.
Thank you.
bottom.
I don't see anything.
Way inside.
Right in the bottom.
What's gonna happen?
I don't care about you got at the date with Audrey tonight. I am no more sitting up with that no good Nick Plant.
But gee, Mr. Mushnick, you don't have to sit up with it anymore. It's all grown up now.
Hey, oh man, this movie is long.
How do you know it don't
Well, because holy fuck. You are I'm trying to be a professional and watch this thing and let it breathe on its own.
Getting rid once and for all for that plant.
Getting rid of it, why?
Don't ask why, why?
Because it eats fucking people. That's Aloha. Why.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Shiva.
Oh, Seymour, you wonderful plant.
Oh, that's all right, Audrey. I'll grow other plants, even more wonderful ones.
I know you will. Did you figure out what we're doing tonight?
Yeah, we're going to a place full of beautiful flowers.
We have to stay here.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. We'll have a picnic. It'll be just like going to the country.
Oh,
did you
boy.
Get the 3,000 pink azaleas for the arbor? And the 9,000 yellow moms for the border?
Yeah,
and the roses and for the front and the back?
No, around the back.
What do you mean you're going to a picnic at night with that full cord girl?
Don't you like Audrey, Mom?
She's out after your money.
I don't have any money.
Oh, she's a smart one. She'll latch on to you until you get some and then goodbye fortune.
But Audrey's an honest girl, Ma.
Yeah, never.
They got rid of the mom in the musical and in the movie because they're like, she adds nothing.
Oh, a cold.
This character adds nothing to this show.
Why don't you get yourself a real female with something decent like...
They would rather make this guy a goddamn orphan than to have this mom around.
The only thing she'll catch is you. And she'll take you off to some shady sanitarium and leave me to chiropractors and faith healers. I know when I'm not wanted.
Oh, gee, Ma.
Don't feel sorry.
I go fall down again.
I'll just find a nice wet alley somewhere and curl up and wait for the end.
Oh, please don't die till I get back, will you, Ma? I'll take care of you. I'll always take care of you. I promise.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's you're not doing it right. It hits your knee and then it reacts.
I've never tasted food like this before.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly, what does that cure?
Nothing, it's just a food.
Well, what good is it if it doesn't clear up pimples or shrink your sinus tissues or something?
You're just being silly, Seymour.
You're a fucking idiot.
Seymour, what do you want to be?
Well, I want to grow things. If I had a lot of money, I'd go to the South Seas where they grow the most fabulous plants in the world.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to the South Seas, too.
There's no reason why you couldn't go.
Are you sure you're not just saying that, Audrey? Because you're weak-willed?
Oh, I couldn't very well. Because you have no personality? Go without you, Audrey.
Why not?
Well, because I'm in love with you, Audrey.
Oh, I'm in love with you too, Seymour.
Well, golly gee!
What'd you say?
I was just kidding.
I'm hungry!
Seymour!
I didn't mean it.
Why did you say it?
Oh, food!
You didn't even say that.
Oh, yes, I did. I said it. I said it.
Oh, I'm looking right at you.
I'm a ventriloquist.
You're what?
A ventriloquist.
Feed me!
Seymour, do you feel all right?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, then stop all this nonsense and kiss me.
I'm dying from hunger!
All right, if you're so hungry, eat something, but forget about me.
Gee, I'm sorry, Audrey.
Give me to eat.
You can't control yourself. I'm going home.
I need some chow.
Oh.
Ugh, an empty stomach.
Audrey, please wait. Listen to me.
I've listened to all the nonsense. I want to hear, Seymour. You're
2 minutes ago.
You tell me that you love me and then you act like a complete idiot.
Please listen, Audrey. I'll be able to explain everything soon.
Well, why can't you explain now?
Because so many things are so important. I want to marry you, but I got to take care of Mom. Well, that plant in there is going to make it all come true. Tomorrow they're going to give me a trophy and I'll be famous. I'll be a big botanist. And then we can go to the South Seas just like we planned.
How many...
That doesn't have
Think of all the big botanists you know. There's Gordon Ramsay, a botanist.
Then I'll talk to you.
Mario Batali, a botanist. Emeril Lagasse, a botanist.
I'm getting pretty tired of you.
I need food.
I don't care what you need. Look what you've done to me. You not only made a butcher out of me, but you drove my girl away.
Shut up and bring on the food.
Don't tell me to shut up. You shut up. Who raised you from a bunch of little seeds? Who fed you all them high-class fertilizers and sat up all night with you when you were sick? Nobody else would have done that for you. Do you think anybody else would have brought you human beings to eat? You're darn right they wouldn't. Well, I've helped you, and you've helped me. Now shut your trap and go to sleep. I'm tired.
Crowbine! Turn around! Close your eyes.
That's not a good idea.
Open your eyes. Now you will do as I say. Do you follow me?
Yes, master.
You will go out and find me some food.
Yes, master.
Now be gone. Waste no time.
Plant didn't have hypnotism powers in the other movie. Why are you walking like that? Oh, because he's hypnotized. We better have a xylophone to indicate how shitty this neighborhood is. Some hussy. Ooh. Yeah, so this must be some comedic bit. That's gonna happen a lot. Yep, there she is again. He doesn't give a shit. He probably has no idea. How are you getting so far ahead of him?
My name is Leonora Clyde. How's the rain on the rhubarb?
What?
Master is hungry.
Well, hello there.
I'm back again. This is like how they learned how to do every Friday the 13th movie, where Jason just appears out of nowhere. Now, this stuff with the blinking, this is supposed to be funny, but it's not.
I gotta find food for Master. Food I gotta find for Master. For Master, I gotta find food.
Maybe I can help.
Who are you?
My name is Leonora Clyde. I love you.
What?
Master wants food.
Let the old goat wait. The night is young, and so are we.
Master doesn't eat goat.
Well, what kind of food does he like? Ooh! That's more like it. Kiss me.
I'm a lady of the night.
What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Too bony.
Too bony? Nobody ever told me that before.
Beef is better than veal.
You're such a dodo. What do you call this? Chopped liver?
Master would like more fat.
Speak for yourself, John.
My name is Seymour.
What a strange part.
My name is Seymour. That's my name,
that
too.
That time someone said he was a fucking nerd.
Are you just wasting my time?
I never thought anybody would volunteer. Do you volunteer?
Sure, I do.
All right, if you're sure you want to volunteer.
All right, my place or yours?
I don't care.
Well, flip a coin.
I don't have a coin.
Flip anything, silly.
Well, there's a rock.
Oh, my God.
Wet or dry?
Wet.
Rocks are dangerous. Oh, jeez, I did it again. Better carry this broad around in the dead of night over my shoulder.
It was narrowing, and we knew that soon we would have the killer. Not that we had any more clues than before, but we had to tell the chief something. I had that feeling in my bones that the mystery was drawing to its climax, and I was determined
Thank
to
God.
Be on hand.
Right, out, 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 nobody is in. Today we have a special occasion for Seymour Crowboyne, which has invented the big plan. So I want everybody should please stay out of the way.
We want Seymour! We want Seymour! We want Seymour!
The way they must have directed these little girls. Not little girls, the teen girls. Now be as obnoxious as you can.
This is worse than being a conductor in a revoluting door. I'll be glad when this day is finished.
What's a celebration?
They're presenting my son with a trophy.
Yeah, what'd he do, run away from home?
Please don't look at me that way, Audrey.
Get it?
I want to talk to
you. I don't.
I'm sorry, Seymour. I just don't understand you.
I'll explain everything after the ceremony.
Yo, police, what are you doing here?
Heard there was something going on here this evening.
Just thought we'd come by and keep an eye on things.
Look, we don't need no eyes kept on nothing.
Wait, the Society of Silent Flower Observers has arrived and sunset is over.
What a loudmouth. Just well, enters the room talking. Do you know anyone like that? They just come into a room and just start fucking yapping.
We think they were murdered.
Hey, look here, young man. That's no way to talk at a time like this. Let me see your tongue. Now what you got?
Just the facts, ma'am.
Trench mouth. I know I had it back in 09.
Just the facts,
better have that looked into, Frank.
Whatever you say, Joe.
Mr. Crowboy.
Thank you, Joe.
The sun is going down now, and you do think those buds are going to open?
I hope so.
Because if they don't, Mr. Crowboy, we shall just have to accept the award at another time.
Oh, it's starting to open.
It's the mark. That is open.
So this is very odd.
Isn't that the
railroad cop? Look at the rest.
They look nothing like humans.
What do you think, Frank?
They're all there, Joe.
Yes, you're right.
Mr. Crowboyne, how do you explain this?
I didn't mean it. That's right, officer. He didn't mean to kill them.
Seymour, you promised to explain.
They're going to let him run away like that.
Yes, you're right. Let's catch him.
Right.
Let's give him a head start. Let's all three of us go and get him. Let's be idiot teenage girls. Alright, so they're gonna run around and do this for like 5 minutes. Just everything you've seen in a Looney Tunes cartoon. Is he gonna come back up the stairs? Yep. What the fuck? These kids? Where'd they find all these kids? I just want to reemphasize that almost all these actors are dead. I don't know why. Before we turn this off, basically they're gonna run around and Seymour's gonna end back up at the flower shop anyway. Better run through the tire dump. Better do my fancy balancing act while I'm running from the coppers. I better do it too. Jesus Christ. You gonna shoot at him? Away. It's almost over. I'm old. Can't move anymore. There's no reason for me to be here. This scene goes on for way too long. I agree. It goes on for way too long. That's just the way it is. In the 60s, they didn't have good editing. This is what tell you the difference is. Like, how quickly they put this together means that it was... You don't need me telling you this. Low budget.
You wouldn't.
Let's give up the switch.
Let's go back.
Let's turn around real quick. Someone's shitting that. Better return here.
You dirty rat plant, you messed up my whole life!
Feed me!
I'll feed you. Feed you like you've never been fed before.
What an idiot. You could, like, you don't have to go inside it to kill it. You could probably, like, not feed it.
Better to give up, gentlemen. You wouldn't find him tonight.
Look. The door's open, Frank.
Oh.
He was such a good boy.
Doesn't even look like
him. Seymour!
I didn't mean it.
And that was The Little Shop of Horrors. So... no idea what else happens. Movie's over. I think I'm still recording. I'm sorry. There was no reason for me to do this. But I'll put it out anyway, I guess.